Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Rishi, this is Regis Philbin. You yes. have said.
Yes.
The question was,
huh?
Did you or did you not agree to meet up with women you met on Instagram? And your answer was the following.
Yes.
Yes. B, no.
Uh-huh.
C, I don't know. Or D, who is Regis Philbin?
Yes.
So I need to ask you now.
Yes.
What is your answer?
Can I call a lifeline?
We don't have time for that. We're on a budget here. Rishi, I need to know. What's your fancy answer?
I don't remember the letter because it's kind of scary the way you talk, Regis.
One-word answer.
No.
Is that your final answer?
I really can't call a lifeline?
No.
That's my final answer.
Lock it in.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality games. Let's love.
That would have been. I'd love, that was exciting when they always locked it in.
That was the only thing when she said that. That's all I could think of. It's Regis Philbin in a towel, real? Going, Rishi, is real? That your final answer?
Is that your?
Is that your dead. Final answer? He is dead.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody.
This is so.
It was so weird too because she was saying it so smiley and sweet, like, are you really? She wasn't like holding him to the fire at all.
There's some disassociating going on there.
There's rumors about them, by the way, y'all. Please don't.
If you're gonna post on
Facebook, I don't want to. I'm glad somebody said, hey, if you want to Google, you'll find out they're still together. I don't want to know. But, something's happening above.
I think she's just, you know, those big nautical ropes? I think she's just thrown down about 50 pounds of it.
You know, I don't want to spy on her because that's terrible and wrong and happens to people all the time. But I would like to put a little camera. I don't want to see her naked or anything like that, but just to see. That could be a game show right there. What is
what the
Jake's
fuck
neighbor
is
movie?
My neighbor doing?
What are they doing?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Because she's just a very tiny. She seems
barely
strong,
5 feet.
She's a very
barely,
small person.
Barely 5 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other night, it sounded like she was walking with stilts. Probably because of your fire dance.
Oh, goodness.
Pardon me.
Bless you.
Pardon me.
Pardon you.
Bless me.
It was just weird the way she was doing it. But before we get to that, we did a lot of announcements on part one, so we're not going to go through them as laborious as before. We're going to
not laborious, entertaining.
Entertaining. We're going to speed through them. First of all,
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind's amazing. And
episodes 9 through 11 are out.
Yes, and Love is Live is going to be April 16th, and what that is, they're doing a live reunion. That's really kind of unfair to do to those people.
I don't know if it was a good idea.
Like, they're just punking the shit out of them at this point.
I don't know if it was a good idea for that group of people.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think that those people are ready for it.
Jackie does not need to be live.
No.
No, no, no,
she's
no.
She's going to drop some F-bombs.
Well, it's Netflix. They can drop F-bombs. So, it will be interesting. So,
or break, or just start tearing down a bunch of cameras. Maybe I need to do some work.
Maybe I need to do some work because I'm crazy. Y'all, she said that. It's so good, and it's so. We're going to be doing a YouTube live. Love is Live. We're going to do a watch along for everyone on the Reality Gay Plus tier, Patreon, Supercast. You're all going to get the link to the unlisted YouTube video. Please do not share with your friend. That's something
I
we
swear
work
to God,
for.
If I find out. Y'all, you don't want to know. I'll have Sissy Mary Detective get in there and find out who shared it.
It just sullies it.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people do that, but you know. And you know, now, if you want to invite your friend over to watch it with you.
That's fine.
Then that's great. We invite that. In fact, we hope you do that because I think you're going to need to watch this reunion with someone so you can talk about it immediately.
And probably with an adult beverage of some type.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Get yourself some goblets.
Anyway, we're going to be doing that. Poodle stayed at Airbnb in Orange County, so I'll be going down there. So hopefully it all fucking works. Did
it
get back to you about the internet yet?
Not yet. It is literally the 1 week I am, the 5 days I'm out of town.
So anyway.
So you're coming down to Orange County.
You know, I'm upset about it. And then until I realize I could get Sonic, that's kind of the saving grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic.
Well, I'll probably get it and eat it at Sonic when it's hot there. And then just bring your thing. You can heat it up. Sorry. Yeah.
And
I
then,
I'm
and
not
going
to wait for
you'll probably
tipping.
Get it on the way home.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I probably won't eat all day like on Thanksgiving. I'll just save myself for Sonic.
Wow.
Oh, please. Like you wouldn't for Bugaboos, but Bojangles.
My life doesn't revolve around fast food. Thank you. I can't even say it with a straight face as much as we talk about McDonald's.
Every time y'all send us a gift card, I'm like, why did they send us a McDonald's?
Because we talk about it nonstop. Yeah. Also, y'all, they're doing these pod experiences. If you live in New York City, Nashville, or Los Angeles, you could just Google it.
Happened if you're in New York. It's done. And I think it's already done if you live in Nashville.
If you live in the LA area.
But if you live in a lot, I emailed Netflix because the way you do it, you can't just buy tickets. You have to request tickets. They want to know how much of a Love is Blind fan you are. So I probably need to apply. I just email the people at Netflix that give us the shows early and say, hey, I would love to go to this.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get to go. Well, you're out of town, but hopefully I get to go.
I probably won't be able to make it. Yeah. I'm in rehearsal that day.
And that's, y'all, we're doing a contest. One lucky sissy and me, since Jake can't go, is going to go. I'm kidding. We're not doing that. Sorry, they just got very excited. We're going to fly you out to LA.
We have talked to you about meeting fans. You'll just go away one day because someone will take you out.
I just met one in front of my apartment the other day. She was getting acupuncture.
Yeah, that scares the shit out of me. I'm going to have to start wearing a disguise again.
What if you met a sissy when you were meeting a hookup at your door? And they go, hey, Jake. And this other guy's like looking at you going, what's up, bro?
It's on brand. I'd be fine with it.
Anyway.
There was one time I was in the coffee bean and I did get recognized and I turned around like she had like an ice pick waiting for me.
Well,
I was like,
oh! Dead Mother Jackie's put the fear of God in you. It's Jackie's fault, y'all. She doesn't want somebody to wear her skin.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Reality Gaze also now is on YouTube, y'all. You can listen on YouTube. So thank you for our producer, Christina. And our sissy Caitlin, what's she been up to, Poodle?
She's been nonstop doing Barbie memes. Check out those memes, y'all. We've got potential Barbie.
Potential Barbie.
And Kim actually commented, not potential Barbie.
Yeah, she did. She's like, not potential. It was great. It was great.
David and Annie are Boom Boom Barbies.
Oh, they are Boom Boom Barbies.
Yeah.
Anyway, go see them. You've got all your favorites.
Darcy and Stacey are manifesting Barbies.
Don't tell everybody. Why would they go look if you're telling them the whole fucking thing?
You should go look regardless.
God.
That's not how it works.
Someone needs to write an SNL sketch where someone like, I don't know, one day somebody plays Santa and you play the elf that tells all the children what their gifts are.
That sounds great.
Because you're too excited and you want to tell them and you can't wait.
Well, the thing is, your gifts are already determined. Santa Santa already knows what you're getting, kid. It doesn't matter what you ask. And maybe you should be happy with whatever you get. How about that? Kids are ungrateful. Full stop.
Did your mother say kids were ungrateful?
You think?
Did she say it in front of her own children?
Yes! Of course she did!
How do you feel when you're an eight-year-old boy and you hear your mother just say, ungrateful children?
Do you know what I had at Christmas?
Do you just kind of go inside yourself and think you're a
piece One of Christmas, sh- I got an orange in my stocking. It was a great year.
Like, seriously, what do you just look like Nicole in that swimsuit? You just kind of go inward?
I think I was already inward. I go tell my wishing well. Wishing well, you're my only friend.
I hope when you buy a home one day or rent a house,
God,
whatever,
I need one. Probably,
you need a wishing well in the back.
Yeah.
You do.
And I need no one above me. was that it? I think that's basically it.
Basically, yeah. The Return of the Amish is going to be our Bi-Curious.
Return to Amish. Return of the Amish sounds like a horror movie.
Where they're just killing you? I don't know. I don't have enough Amish knowledge to make jokes. Below Deck
Sailing. It's Rumspringa time again.
I don't know what Rumspringa is. Well, I don't know.
Well, you're going to learn.
I'm not Amish.
Rumspringa,
I thought that was like, isn't that like a song? Rumspringa. Hey,
that's Rumshaker.
Oh.
Very different.
It's called the Rumspringa. Rumspringa.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. This is why our announcements are long, by the way. If you actually said things without me having to correct you, it wouldn't take as much time. Rumspringa is a tradition for the Amish where they give the younger people a chance to see what it's like to live non-Amish or to live in the kind of secular world with cars and planes and things like that.
So these are kids that have the premise of the show where
they go do their
Rumspringa and then now they've got to come back.
That was the original premise.
Now it's the only reality show. Right?
Now this is Return to Amish, where some of them go back and some of them want to stay outside of that. Oh. And then the show has been following some of them for a long time. This is season 7 of the show.
Oh.
The show's been following some of them for a very long time. Who've left and who've come back.
Well, at least the ones on the outside have heard the song Rumshaker. They play it every Rumspringa.
Springer. Anyway,
Below Deck Sailing Yacht, April 10th. Season 3 of Love in Paradise, April 17th. Jimmy Don Stewart's birthday. And my ex-girlfriend from high school.
Can we just start the show?
Yeah!
Jen and Rishi, y'all.
Jen and Rishi.
We're talking to Nitesh.
You know, my ex-girlfriend her family was from Stout, Oklahoma, which is not far from Stillwell.
I thought you were going to say, my ex-girlfriend was an astrologer.
No, she loves the Lord. They can't do that when you're Baptist. Baptists don't believe in astrology. It's devil's work.
You know, I think I've heard that.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
That's how I knew my mother could really never be a Baptist, because she liked her astrology sign. And
she did?
Mm-hmm.
What is your mother's sign?
She's a Virgo.
Do you know all of her? What are your, like, have you done the chanting up? What are your ascendants and your moon?
Oh, I thought we talked about this. Maybe we haven't.
No.
I am a sun sign is Libra, of course, mm-hmm. which, yeah. My moon is a Scorpio, which kind of rules my life.
That tracks.
And then I'm a rising Cancer, which also tracks.
Oh, so you've got the water. Well, isn't Scorpio water? I want to say it's fire, but I think it's
Libra
water.
Is air and Scorpio is water.
That makes sense. Like, to why you're very sensitive with your emotions, yeah. and you have like kind of your witchiness.
No, the Scorpio moon especially.
That's good. Yeah. Ooh, I bet Chani reads you for filth.
Yeah,
she does, yeah. y'all. Ooh, yeah. She's not a sponsor, but I'd love for her to be. She doesn't know who we are.
Do you know what yours are?
I'm Aries rising.
Ooh, I'm gonna stay away from you.
But actually, thankfully, I'm because I show up a lot as Aries in the world. Actually, the more and more I've been learning about this, Aries rising, Pisces is my sun, and then thankfully I have Virgo in my moon. So where I like to organize things mm-hmm. and all that, that's helpful. Because otherwise, I'd just be a flipping mess.
Yeah,
just scattered about there in the wind. Just dreaming.
Yeah.
That's been your astrology minute.
Let's move on. And Nitesh is basically saying they're there doing a mujra dance looking at a mujra dance. And it's interesting. He's like, we're at a kind of a club and there's just two of them and it looks like they're getting a private dance. I just want to make this clear. It's not a strip club. And it's definitely not. They're like, it's a dance culture show. But I can see someone trying to explain to their wife charges on their card and going, it's like, what are these charges for this private dance culture show? It's not a strip club.
It's not a strip club. I mean, some of the dance, at one point she did like,
she laid on the floor.
Some of the, I mean, I want to be sensitive. I don't want to disparage something that is a cultural thing. But I will say some of the moves looked a little strippery.
I would say, let's say they were slightly suggestive.
Yes. I think it looked like she was not humping the floor, but she did like kind of.
Yeah.
Full legs.
Sissies who know more about the background of Mujra.
I don't want to talk like a dumb American on this one.
Yeah, Mujra and things like that. Let us know.
I think I'd feel different if there weren't just two men staring at this beautiful woman.
It felt strange that they were just staring at her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know. It also looked like they were in someone's home.
It did.
And less of a club. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In their upstairs dance studio.
And he basically says, I'm still afraid of talking to my parents. And he asked Nitesh, as an astrologer, when should we talk to our parents? And y'all, if you've watched Indian Matchmaking or even Samantha and Jenny, that was really important where he would go talk to his astrologer when they should get married.
Why can't we just tell your parents?
Huge thing.
Why do we gotta wait for the start?
And remember on Indian Matchmaking when Seema would go and show people, one guy, their heads, and she would say, oh, these are very well matched.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Indian Matchmaking's back. It's going to be a choice for April's by Curious.
Ah, did you watch the second season?
Yes.
I heard it was great.
So good. I love that show. See my auntie.
I like her.
Well, I have
I didn't see her in season two.
Even in season one, I enjoy Seema and then I sometimes I'm like, you're a little too rigorous with what you think should work. A little too backward sometimes.
Ah.
In what she thinks. But I love the people they have on there. And then I love some people who are as exhausting, like Aparna.
She was back, wasn't she? Mm-hmm. She'll probably be back for 3-2. I don't think anyone's going to get with her.
Well, I like her as a person. She's very demanding.
A guy who hates himself a little bit.
Yeah.
Used to like
the
someone.
Thing about it is, I would never like to be in a relationship with her.
No.
Yeah.
We can't talk about relationship stuff like that, because now you're making me think of Love is Blind, and I've watched all of it, and you haven't, and I want to say things, and I can't.
I can't watch it probably until Thursday. So, y'all, anyway, Nitesh says, your traits are not matching with Jen's traits, and it's going to be hard for you. It's going to be a battle. And Rishi says, I'm determined to marry her. And he's like, if you are going to tell your parents, it is August 2nd. Around 4 p.m. And they're like, he's but like, that's 2 months from now and Jen's coming tomorrow.
She gonna be pissed.
Y'all.
We didn't even get to that the first episode.
Yeah.
Or the first. He doesn't even bring that up yet to her.
Yeah.
It's not gonna go good.
So she's in India.
I feel like there was a lot of time difference from this, though, and then when she came. Because, and I don't mean this to be mean, but like, y'all, he's like known for being buff. But when he was with his friend, from when he saw Jen again, he had noticed, like, he had a gut. He had gained weight. And then he saw him with his shirt off.
He did say Jen's coming tomorrow, though.
I know. He just looked fitter in that thing.
I don't know.
I'd have to go back and watch
it. Great.
But he definitely, from when we saw him before, he's gained weight.
Yeah.
He's probably lost it all now because he wants to be the influencer.
I think it's fine.
It's fine. He was probably, you know what they do? They
he was bulking.
He
was bulking.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Someone watches a lot of gym porn.
No, I just learned it when Shane was on Perfect Match. He's like, bulking. No one bulks. Sorry. Bulking season.
Bulking season.
That's like something you give a werewolf.
And you know what I thought about? You know what I actually took away from watch? I watched like 3 episodes of Perfect Match. I didn't get into it and love it. I'm glad I didn't watch the rest like you did. But I thought, what was the one takeaway from that? And I went, that the most important thing for Shane in his life is he wished he had better calves. God, what an idiot.
You know, the thing about him, he is a very mixed up person. And I do really believe there is a good person in there. It is overlaid with so much crap.
Yeah.
It's a shame. He's one of those people who I think with a lot of self-work and a lot of therapy, he may be able to dig himself out of it.
I think he has addiction problems.
I think that's
are covering up.
The addiction issues are to cover up, definitely.
Yeah.
How he feels about himself.
Yeah.
He's a very singular person on Love is Blind, I feel like. Because there was no one like him. There's been no one like Shane.
No, because he doesn't really have a filter.
No. And he is extremely interesting to watch on television.
He is good reality TV.
Yeah. I'm glad.
You know what? This is a quick one, but y'all, we're going to go ahead. Their lawn people are coming. So we're just going to take our commercial now.
Good idea.
Wait for the lawn people. And then when we're back, we'll kind of jump in more.
Good idea.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See,
Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze.
days is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
The yard work's done, y'all.
Are we back?
We're back?
We're back!
We haven't even started.
Okay.
Well, no, we...
No, we've done. So,
Would you like a mint?
No, I don't. Especially if it's one of your sours.
It's not a sour.
What is it? I'm going to kick it. I'm going to kick it's it.
It's an icebreaker.
It's no... That's a sour.
See, no, it says icebreaker.
You move your hand. It's a sour.
It's a sour.
It's not a mint.
I like them.
So where we were, y'all, she's in India. She's still disgusted by that shirtless picture. Which we said last week, what's her name? Randy? Randy's a bad friend.
Randy's a super bad friend.
Yeah.
The only reason but giving away the lead, but I already feel like in most of this, I was like, did he really do anything that wrong? The only thing that gives me pause is his friend last week who completely threw him under the bus and was like, basically, he's a cheater.
I will say this. He's definitely a flirt. There is a line between a flirt and a cheater. I'm a flirt.
This
I'm
one
not
knows
a cheater
that line.
Anymore. But I've been accused of being a flirt, and people immediately associate that with cheating.
But you never cheated on someone you were dating. You were just always the other man, right?
Yeah. Let's say that.
Oh, no.
not anytime recently. There's a statute of limitations on stuff like that.
It happened in Baton Rouge, and it'll stay in Baton Rouge.
Or as someone says, a statute of limitations instead of statute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He
is a flirt. That's a great distinction.
He's a flirt.
But
I don't know if he cheated or not.
If I looked like him and I was on Instagram, it's like, you know that, who was it? This was 90 Day Fiancé, where he was a bartender and she went to go see him at the bar and she flipped out because he was flirting with, Kyle and Noon.
Yep.
That's what a bar, especially when you look like Kyle. And you know what? Kyle is a flirt.
Yeah, and... It's,
he flirted with you hardcore.
Yeah, he did.
He's not gay, y'all.
He looked at me with those red stoned eyes.
I love him and Noon. I love them.
So,
but thing, part of the job.
The thing about this, it, as being a model, what she basically said is, I'm a model, and we should meet up. And was it clear? He might have just said, oh, sure, we should do that.
I mean, if somebody randomly contacted me and they seemed like a fancy podcaster and said, hey, I'd love to have coffee and talk. I'm a podcaster as well. I'd
yeah.
go, okay.
It wasn't too serious to me. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. But so, y'all, he shows up. He's got flowers. And she's like...
Are we cool? We are. Sorry, I got nervous.
She's like... Oh my God, he's got flowers. And she's like, all of it melted away. And I'm like, Jen is that girl. We've all been that girl who we're going to give this guy a piece of our mind. And then we see him and we get digmatized, even though they're celibate.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Yeah, really.
Oh, you've done it too. You're just as bad. You get digmatized and your ass starts, you start... He goes from this body. Here, I got to stand up so they can see.
Oh, no. What's happening? Don't trip over anything.
I'm not going to trip over anything. I'm not here.
What are you doing?
I want to show them. This is what Poodle does, y'all. He goes from this. He'll be like, be upset at someone. And then as soon as he starts talking, like 80 Annie in Oklahoma, as soon as someone starts talking pretty to you, he starts doing this. Literally just sticking his ass out.
And kind
You've never stood like this and hold your hands up like this as you talk to someone and swayed back and forth?
Maybe.
That's a read. That's exactly what you do.
Please don't knock over shit.
I'm not going to knock over
anything. As you walk back in here.
And there's a long mic cord. I can move about the show. Look.
No, but you'll knock.
I'm moving around your living room.
You'll knock shit over.
I'm not knocking shit
over. Don't knock over my lamps.
I'm
you'll pay for them.
I'm not going to knock over your lamp.
We're going to move on.
All right.
So she's basically saying, I really do need to talk to him about this shirtless pic, but I'm more excited to see him. And y'all, he's done everything she wanted. He's got an air conditioner. He's got blankets. He's got a towel.
What's he acting like?
Oh, you think he's acting like a cheater?
He's acting like a man who fucked up, who with a guilty conscience.
Yeah, I know. You have something there. But I think...
Because it was thing from before.
I think he does feel bad because she had to go back.
Yeah, and that's true. And he had jack shit in that apartment last time she came. I mean, she didn't even have toilet paper.
In the beginning, he took her for granted, and she was coming there. I just think this guy, it's hard for me to think he's a liar.
God, you get digmatized.
No, but do you see it the same thing?
I agree.
I don't think he's a liar.
Except for the friend.
Yeah.
It makes me go, was the friend like somebody just paid to do? Like, I wondered if she was fraud asset.
Yeah, or she reads his flirting as cheating. And I will say, they are different things.
I do think, I haven't looked at the spoilers, so I don't know. I will be surprised if they are together.
Me too. I think she's going to get
I think the family thing is... He's not going to do that, and she's going to realize she'll never be an equal. His family will always be him. I don't think, and admittedly, Jen didn't watch any prior 90 Day Fiancé of Jenny Smith.
No.
But that's not something she expected.
I think the family thing is going to tear them apart.
I'll be shocked if they're together at the end.
Yeah. I don't think she's not going to be able to last the 2 months in India when he won't tell
the
family.
Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. So, y'all... He has booked her a spa day, and she's like, I need to stay focused in the present, but right now I just want to stare into his eyes and look at his hair.
You got digmatized, girl. This looked nice, getting a massage, and they pour the oil on your head.
Oil drip therapy.
Yes.
I'm like, Jen, I'd be afraid I would never be able to get that oil out of my hair.
No, it would just make your hair really soft and conditioned, I bet.
Yeah, but like, just, I guess you could wash it, but it just, yeah. I know people do hot oil treatment, but it's not just oil.
I'm gonna read you for filth because I remember I brought this up on a podcast like 2 years ago three, and a sissy read me for filth. Hot oil treatments are so 1987.
I'm sure.
So now just oil. I don't think people use hot oil anymore.
Okay. But that's what this is. That's what they were doing.
In the US. Yes.
No, what they're doing is hot oil. Warm oil.
Yeah, warm oil.
Yeah.
I feel like you would get kind of randy in there. Not
the
friend,
people rubbing my scalp. Two people doing it, even better. Mm-hmm. The more the merrier.
I knew it.
So y'all, she's still thinking about these messages while she's having that. And then she's like, so. They're in towels, by the way. So. Do you get like a lot of messages with girls?
Yes. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, now and again, you know. Sure.
You like ever meet up with them?
No. No.
Like, I would have asked Raimi, like, why are you asking? He doesn't realize.
No, he doesn't.
And then that's when she says, is that your final answer?
She does say that. Is that your final answer?
Like, she's giving him every chance.
Well, she said that. Well, first she said, I know you were going to meet up with someone. And he said, no, I wasn't. And that's when she said, is that your final
answer?
And she
said, I happen to know that you replied to someone. He keeps saying, no. Shall I show you? And she's like, well, it sounds like you have amnesia. She's trying to say, in the nicest possible way, you're a motherfucking liar. And I see her fighting with her not to be that girl.
I think she knows on TV, too. She doesn't want to do that on
television. She is extremely interesting to me. The most interesting person this season. Because I need to, she seems like a person who is remarkably normal to an extent. I need to know how she got into this. Because it's not as simple as she says. It can't be.
Shit went down in Gracie and they don't talk about it. That's what I'm telling you.
So y'all, she says that she asked about the post and he's like, oh, I just copied this from my post that I sent. Probably like my story or something like that. Which I believe.
That to me, I don't think that picture is that bad because A, he's a model. It's already on its Instagram for public consumption.
Yeah.
I do think he probably copied the picture and just said, here you go.
And then she says, you send me this kind of shit every day and now it means nothing. He then says, I don't remember sending it. And
how
so
many people are on his Instagram?
Then
we're
I think we're in an impasse. She just has to say now, if he says I don't remember it, this was done for me. If I was Rishi, he doesn't need to be asking this. If I was Rishi, I'd say, so who is this person? Because to me, if I'm Rishi,
I'd want to know, how did you find this out?
I want to know how you found this out. And even worse, you asked your friend to catfish me.
Yeah. We'll probably won't get his opinion on that until the tell-all.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't think we're going to get a reunion or a tell-all of Darcy and Stacey.
I don't think so either. It's going to be a 1 hour.
That's a bummer.
I think that's all I've got. You know, and I think, yeah, that's all I have.
Do you want to do, okay, you want to talk about Daniel and Johan next?
No, it's Debbie and Oshama.
I tried to skip it. I'm kidding. No, this was a great thing. Okay, I'm going to say this. I love them. I'm rooting for them. I want this couple to work out. I know it's stupid. I know it's not. I know Matt Sharp is going to drag me to the... He's going to drag me and say, you dumb bitch. And tell me... And spit it. He's going to throw dirt in my face. He's going to beat me to a pulp. And I'm laying there crying. And Matt Sharp's going to say, I told you, you stupid fucker. I know that's all going to happen. And that said, oh, I want to believe that they love each other. Oh.
Here's the thing. This is all.
I feel like I'm a huge balloon right now, and you just have a needle.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing to do. Here's the thing. It's all fine until the rubber hits the road.
You don't use rubbers.
True. But when we meet the parents and they start living together at the house,
that's going to be different. Right now, they're still in vacation
mode of kind of like his Maude to Harold. And without the sex,
I
as someone reminded
that,
me.
Yeah, I wish they showed that. Somebody said, another sissy said they did have sex in that movie.
They did.
Maybe I need to watch. Hopefully they show it on a
plane.
They
don't show sex.
I need to tell Delta or American to show it.
To show that on a plane.
United.
To you.
Can you show this on
You know
for
you
me?
Can get any movie, basically.
Well, I don't want to pay for it. I want to be able to watch it on the plane.
You can probably find it on YouTube. Honestly, you...
It's the principle of it.
So... Y'all, things are better with Oshama after a rocky start. And they're going to a poetry reading at an international cafe.
An international cafe. And she's like, we don't do anything like this in Sugar Hill.
There's a lot of young people here.
We did find out. Did we talk about where her accent is from?
Toledo.
A sissy asked. It was a sissy, right?
Yeah.
Who just asked. Yeah, she's
Hold
Ohio.
On. I'm going to take a break, and I think we have a guest. So I'm going to take it, go get a drink, maybe have a smoke. I'll be right back.
Oh no. I don't like this. This is not what I intended. Y'all, all the way from Morocco, please welcome Debbie. Get your fucking wig on.
Hi. It's so good. It's so good to be here in the City of Angels. You know, I paint angels sometime.
What happened to that wig?
It was a rough flight.
Boy.
It was a rough flight.
Was there a lot of turbulence?
From the rock. That's why I call it the rock, you know, Morocco.
Oh, okay.
The rock.
A little bumpy? Were you like...
You know, there's a star called the rock.
Like, were you just in a plane that was actually a chicken coop?
Yeah, live okay. Chicken Airlines. You had to hold one.
Okay. Well,
it's so good to be here among gays. You know, I've always loved gays.
Yeah, I bet that they've loved
you. They
make
me feel young.
You love to feel young, don't you?
I am young.
You are, yes. You're like Indiana Jones drinking from that goblet.
Ooh, is that, you know, is that a recent film?
No.
I haven't seen anything since, basically, I think the last thing I saw in the theaters might have been Star Wars.
Oh, well, maybe it'll be on the plane when you go back.
Ooh, this plane does not have okay. video.
All right.
No.
We should stick to, so.
What do you want to talk about when I'm here? Yeah. I have my jewelry line if you'd like to see a piece.
We have seen it in our little sissy squad, and it's very pretty jewelry. I think
I have some amethyst blackbirds.
Do you have the lion necklace?
That's one of a kind.
Oh, okay.
And I would sell it to you for $32,000.
Okay. I'm not going to buy that. No. Debbie.
You know, Morocco don't come cheap, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. So, speaking of chickens, this is not a bad segue. Let's talk about you're going to this poetry
reading,
right?
Oh, yes.
How was the poetry
reading? There's a lot of young people there.
Yeah?
I could feel myself growing younger.
Oh, okay.
As I was talking to the people. I'm so surprised. And, like, Oshama and I, this is what I've been waiting for. We have two creative spirits coming together.
Mm-hmm.
My Oshama.
Yeah.
He's the one I've wanted.
What's his name again?
Oshama.
One more time.
Oshama.
Last time.
Oshama.
Okay, great.
Say it with me. Oshama.
Okay, so I just wanted to know, there was, so Osama.
Yes, yes.
My
Osama.
He surprised you with some poetry.
Oh, yeah. I was so surprised.
But there were some
was
other
so
poets
surprised.
There, too. Did
yes,
you
they,
enjoy?
They did. Not really. They were less talented.
Oh,
but
okay.
They were there. One woman read a poem about her inner child. I have an inner child.
You do?
Her name is Margaret.
Margaret.
Yes.
Oh, Margaret. May I speak to Margaret right now?
You may.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Margaret.
Margaret.
I'm Debbie's inner child. I'm a British child.
Okay, well, Margaret.
Get back in there, Margaret. We can't come out right now.
All right, let's talk to Margaret later.
Good idea.
She sounds a little bit like Annabelle.
You know, she's a drunk.
Scared. Okay.
It's probably not a good idea. I drink responsibly.
So you love...
Not with Oshama, though.
Osama. No, you said that they are young and thoughtful.
I can
and you
feel
were inspired.
Their energy. I was inspired. And right? then you wouldn't believe what happened. My Oshama, uh-huh. he got up there and he read a poem.
Can you recite that poem to us today?
I'm so glad you asked me to.
Okay. I was just, you know.
This is a poem called How You Met. I think of you as the sun is setting in the sea. A lot of S's for me.
Yeah.
You sail into my dark world.
Oh, okay.
That's like my love cave.
Okay.
You make all the poems dance. Are you the Messiah of the world? Your worlds are deep, like the Bible.
Mm.
Touch me, hold my bones. My heart and everything breathes incise me.
What was that last word?
Incise me.
Okay. Is that it?
What do you mean, is that it? It's a delicious poem. It makes me feel young.
Okay, I was just hanging on every word.
I'm young. You know what? They actually filmed more, and he recited a second poem. I have committed it to memory. Would you like to hear that?
Yes. Is this one entitled My Dove is a Wing in Your Heart?
That's a bad start for a poem. Well, you need to do better, Red.
Thank you for yes-anding that, Debbie.
Don't know what you're talking about. This poem is called The Lake of Milk.
Okay.
By Oshama.
Okay. Yeah.
Oshama.
We got that.
I travel with you. I follow birds. They take me to a beautiful lake of milk.
It is warm. I put my hand in. I invite my loved one to drink of it. It is very, very creamy. We take in the milk and imbibe it. And suddenly, we are growing younger. I am slightly older, so I grow into a young, beautiful woman with perky breasts. You grow into a baby. And I hold you. And then I feed you with my dusky pink nipples. And you imbibe my milk. And we are warm. And I feel it in my love cave.
All right,
that's my Oshama.
That's all the time we have for you today.
I still need to show you my handbag.
No, this is it for today. The chicken plane is leaving. I hear the
chicken. Oh, I got to go.
You got to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know
thank
what?
You so
you know
much.
What, Red? You've been a great guest.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, can I use the bathroom before you?
You may.
I may be a while.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. That's okay.
It's been fun, everybody.
All right.
Determined all right. Debbie says bye.
Bye. Best of luck to you. I'm so sorry, everyone. Oh, okay, Poodle, you're fun. Back. Oh, wow. That was
a good break for me.
Yeah, wait till you hear that recording. You not sure. Going to get that stomach acid that you lost back.
I'm sure it was great.
I think Debbie is a wonderful woman. The person who just sat on our couch, that's up to be determined.
She does also say when she's seen the poem... She seemed a little harder than the regular Debbie.
Yeah, I think Debbie was tired from the flight. Tired from the flight.
She says, I feel like I've had a shot of cognac.
Yeah. Oh, she does
Y'all,
say that.
If you mentioned cognac.
I was a woman dying of thirst and acceptance.
And then Oshama.
I was deceived of lies.
I do love her way of expressing herself, though. It's very poetic.
And what did she say? Thirsty, except and Osama's. What did she say? It's like a waterfall.
You're a tall glass of water. What I needed.
I love her.
She makes this season joyful for me, and she is part of my gratitude in the morning.
I want to.
She's one of my lifebloods.
If I ever met her, I feel like I would give her a glass of white wine and I'd just sit down and hear story after story for hours.
There'd be a lot of stories that would be not that interesting.
But you'd get to the good ones.
Yeah. Why is there blonde hair all over me? I hate
that
when
I don't know why and I don't want to ask.
And she says, I feel like I've been drinking. So, y'all, later on, they are going to go to his parents.
Yes.
Which I think was where.
Osama does tell her, I just want to say, he does say, my love is true, and from now on, it will be actions. You will not doubt my love again.
And she does say, he claimed me in front of everyone. Now, in front of fives of people. In front of these beatniks.
I've been claimed before. It's usually in a dungeon with a black light.
No,
I have been claimed.
Yeah. I just like it in front of all these people.
But that was a big... Y'all, clearly this woman's obsessed with feeling young. And the fact that he did this in front of a bunch of young people.
Yeah.
If this was at the Elks lot, she wouldn't give a shit.
She really kind of fit in with this crowd.
I'm telling you, this woman could live in Venice and do quite well.
I agree with you. Someone said they looked at her jewelry line. Maybe she left us something. And it was very expensive.
They said it was pretty.
Yeah, it was nice, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure she does okay for herself.
I'd buy a Debbie necklace.
I don't think we've ever had anyone like her in all of 90 Day.
It's like, yeah, I don't think we have. She's just...
No one has been that eccentric. And also, no one has been that eccentric without being slightly menacing or threatening.
Exactly. She kind of does have she exudes a lot of joy. And I'm worried, again, Matt Sharp's going to throw me in that corner and throw dirt on my face and say, you fucking numbnut.
Speaking of someone who doesn't exude a lot of joy.
Speaking of a fucking numbnut. Y'all.
Well, you look that up here.
We're going to talk about Danielle and Johan. Before we get into that, I'm here.
I'm using it.
Okay. We have a very special segment that's coming again, y'all. It's time for
Tales from Social Media.
What's that from again?
Amazing Stories. Steven Spielberg. You know, that auteur. He has some stuff that came out.
I need to watch the Fableman movie.
You know, I liked it.
I probably would like. I've got a screener of
it at
home.
I liked it. I think the kid was really great. And I
you
did
didn't
not,
love Michelle Williams. You love Michelle Williams.
You know, I did like her. It wasn't bad. I just like I've seen her do that performance before.
Ah.
And I don't want to talk badly about her because I really love her.
You love her.
You know who I
love her too.
I love Paul Dano as the dad.
I love Paul
Dano. He doesn't
Dano.
Really get talked about, but he was wonderful. And I thought the movie was good. I will say, I feel like, even though I've never seen that exact movie before, I feel like I've seen that kind of movie before. But I understand for Steven Spielberg, it's really personal.
I know. I wish I would have seen it in the theater because I bet he does a lot of beautiful stuff
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean, I will say this. It's nothing I would sit through again. I'm glad I saw it.
I am excited for Dungeons & Dragons. Gotten amazing reviews. Excited.
People seem to like it.
Yeah, I'm excited to go.
I like it how you brought up that movie. Like, it's this kind of the same.
Yeah, the sequel. Mm-hmm.
It's the same. It's the same kind of movie.
Yeah, it sure is.
But like a movie like Triangle of Sadness, which I loved, mm-hmm. I would totally watch again. It's a very different film.
Mm-hmm.
Still upset that Dolly De Leon did not get anything.
It's past. We've got to move on. We've got some, y'all, it's finally happened. it really has finally happened. This has never happened before.
Two things actually for social media. Number one, this is the one that's less important. We were actually featured on the 90 Day Fiancé official Twitter.
Oh, we were.
They showed our meme about Chris's mother, and it says, when you got a work meeting at 9 and your daughter's getting married at 9:30.
Oh, yeah. That was all Caitlin.
That's all Caitlin.
That was all Caitlin. Y'all.
So maybe Caitlin got us on the 90 Day Fiancé Twitter. Caitlin.
That's okay.
But that's the first time
we've
gotten featured.
Because we've been on...
Strikes Back.
90 Day Strikes Back.
Yeah.
We were on that show.
But this is the first of their official Twitter.
Yes, exactly. So that is, it's just, it's just with like people responding to the memes and all that kind of, you try not to get caught up to it, but it is nice that you feel like when people say, well, this made me laugh like a howler monkey and I
love
had
it.
A shit day. It's nice that we can do that for people.
It's nice to be recognized. Then it's nice to have a cast member, like, say, Danielle.
I was going to say it's even nicer to be trolled.
Try to troll you, and she had a thing. She's like...
Hold on, I'm going to say a preface before Poodle talks about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Some of you are going to scream angry, throw down your phone, or try to be like a keyboard warrior for us.
And try to troll her. Please don't do that.
I want y'all to act like a Mar. A Mar... would never, ever let someone know. Well, actually, she didn't upset us at all. Would never even let someone that I even knew that you were talking shit about
yeah.
me. Because, which she's
we're fine, y'all.
She'll know about that we're talking about this because y'all.
She listens.
She listens to the show.
She listens.
She listens.
So what you're saying is don't go on her account.
So please don't defend us.
We don't need that. We don't want you to troll her. Mostly because we don't want a war for her.
Actually, I want her to keep talking about us.
Me too.
People were like, what podcast is this? And then they listened to her podcast.
Yeah. But she's just kind of went, hey, everybody, with her overdone brows and her orange face. She looks really orange.
First of all, she was doing a question and answer, and someone asked her a question. I don't even remember what the question was.
Something about jealousy for people
or something like
coming
that.
For you. And she's like, well...
First of all, bitch brought Brene Brown into her mouth, and she needs to take that out.
That's when I went. She's like, you know, I think about what Brene Brown says about jealousy. Actually, this is envy more like it, because a friend of mine sent me a podcast where they call me, where they ask, how do I pull all these men? all these really gorgeous men. How do I do it? I guess it's really, I guess it's envy. Y'all, you think I'm exaggerating?
That's exactly what she said.
No.
This, I posted in the sissy
and she's like, they even called me a miserable bitch. I'm like, yes, I do. And I meant it. And I reserve those words for you. I don't use those words for everybody else. I call you a miserable bitch because you owned it. Oh, you're god awful.
Well, she didn't make herself look any better in this episode.
And let me tell you something, Danielle, if you're listening. We are the least of your worries. We are the people who are trying to understand you. The people who are going to come for you on the tell-all, your cast members and other people who are just going to hate you about things like things that you can't control, like your looks, the way you speak, all this kind of stuff. We're judging you on your behavior, which is reprehensible.
That's true.
And how you treat other people.
That's true.
So what you're getting from us isn't even that bad.
No.
I'm saying if I wanted to try to systematically destroy you, I would. Trust me, you're fine. I promise you, you're not going to be butthurt. You'll be fine with this. You'll keep doing your women's retreats. And now, you know what? I want you to. A lot of the stuff you're saying, I'm sure is helpful for people.
It's people drink the Kool-Aid and think, but she doesn't practice what she preaches. Yeah. But that's fine.
Here's the thing. You treat your husband like shit. And I will say, in this episode, I caught myself feeling a little more for you than him from what he was saying. But, you know, potato, potato, you've got another episode. You're going to be awful again.
Also, all the sissies came, said, I know why she has that pool. Two words, dad ass.
Also, I don't want to mention your bankruptcies, but I just did. Anyway, there you go. I can be petty too.
Again,
honey.
This is someone who I love it. I want her to continue talking
Me
about
too.
Us.
Girl, please. I can take it.
No, it doesn't even bother. Like, please, I'm thirsty for the publicity. Yeah,
exactly. And y'all don't have to. Please don't think you have to defend us. I do. Like Sean Robinson says, I wish her the best.
I wish you the best. And I want to hit a million downloads a month. So keep talking about it, Danielle.
That has been Tales from Social Media. It's too late for me to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Tales from Social Media.
You got to get better with these music. I know it's normally not your thing, but you got to get more prepared.
John Williams wrote this theme.
You say it every time like we forgot
about
it.
And I will. And I will continue to. Danielle and Johan, y'all, they're still mid-fight. And
Johan says, I need another beer.
And so Danielle says, she's really good at finding these arguments to make him sound even more unreasonable than he is. She's like, well, so I can't have friends?
I wanted to say, you just said you felt for her in this. I didn't feel for her at all.
Here's where I felt bad. I felt bad for her. Him saying things like, there'll be consequences if you do that. And him kind of freezing her out and not really talking to her.
That's
he has some shitty behavior.
That's a little shitty.
He'd been drinking.
Again,
too.
He thinks he's on 90 Day Fiance.
not the other way.
So I don't really get too mad at him for it. He's doing fine. I just got an email today. He posted another video to his Unfiltered account. I thought I hadn't subscribed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah.
No, I can't. I could not get turned on by watching Johan jack off. And that's because Danielle has ruined that dick for me.
Because you know she's holding the camera.
Yeah, exactly. I know that she's behind there going, yeah, baby. Yeah. Just
imagine it's me.
Or whatever. Imagine it's me. Or yeah, whatever she's doing. Or she's like, I don't know, rubbing a slab of meat, whatever.
I still say he was conjured by a blood oath. There's no other way.
No other way.
So
Johan tells her, he says, it's very different for you to have guy friends. He said, this isn't your friend. This is a guy that you went on a relationship with. They had a relationship. That's weird. He said, I don't have friends who have been in a relationship like you do. And Danielle said, again, she goes like, she again acts like she would be told. I hope, the only hope that I can hope is that Johan wants to do something with one of his ex-girlfriends. And
me
Danielle's
going
to go fucking ballistic.
Well, she acts like she's fine with it. And she would be until he came back and there was one thing that he fudged on and she would lose her mind.
Yes. Remember, what was she so upset about and she thought he lied to her about? What was it?
The abortions that...
She was upset. This is a woman who got upset that he didn't tell her about a painful abortion with another woman years prior that was none of her fucking business. Yeah. And she made it about her.
Yep. That ability is...
That is a miserable bitch.
That ability is unique to miserable bitches.
I said this before. I think I said this one episode. And you're like, eh. And I think she is on par with the level of Bilal and Big Ed.
Yeah, I'm not ready to put her in Now, I will say...
Sissies want to put her on the bus.
I definitely want to swing by the DR with the bus. It's like the magic school bus. It just grows wings, y'all, and it's powered by all of our hatred.
I feel like you're not there yet with her because think about if she was doing what she was doing and the genders were reversed.
I totally agree with you.
So I think there's a little bit, if we take that into, I think sometimes we go, oh, it's not, because he's a, no, it's terrible.
No, I totally agree with you. I think with her, there's a sense that she's so awful that it makes me laugh, that I'm kind of waiting for the next thing. It also hasn't gotten dark like Bilal or Ed got.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in another season it probably would.
Probably.
And I think she knows how to use the camera better than Ed and Bilal.
Oh, for sure.
To become a personality. She just thinks she's using it one way, but she does know how to use the camera better. And she makes the camera her friend. And even in her talking heads, it seems like she's not a bad person. We see through it.
She's going to do what happened to Big Ed, though, I believe, at the tell-all. That one day, the camera's going to catch the real her.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, because, y'all, miserable bitches always give themselves up.
They always give themselves up.
So she's like, he's being really childish. My favorite quote is, or Johan says, she doesn't care or have any consideration of what I want. Full stop, cut print. That's all. That's her tagline.
Yeah.
that's her housewives line.
Yeah.
Or what is it? I wrote this down.
Why would I care about you when I'm here to care about
myself? What did I write down? I have a lot of people in my life that he's not going to be fond of.
Yeah, she's like, this is not going to work out. Because basically, y'all, I'm sure she's friends with all her exes. And he said, I don't want to go. I have no interest in meeting him. And that's what he said, you have no care and considerations. And he says she does what she just wants to do.
Which is true. And he does say there will be consequences. Go if you want to, by yourself. There will be consequences. And
Johan, this is where she gets him. Because he's like, I don't know if this is cultural or not. I hope when they talk about this at the tell-all, I hope people say, like American 90-day cast members tell him, this is not a cultural thing. This is not something people do a lot.
Right. You mean, I'm confused.
People meet up with their friend, with their exes, and have their ex meet their friend. Like, this isn't a cultural. You were right to think, because he keeps saying, I don't know if it's cultural, because it's almost like he doesn't want to think Danielle's that shitty to do this to him, that everybody in America is friends with their exes.
Exactly.
I can tell you by this bitch sitting on the couch with me, she's not friends with a lot of her exes. I'm not.
I may backslide, but after I'm... It depends on an ex. If it's a true ex like we dated...
Like a relationship.
No. 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 Hookups, yeah.
Hookups different.
Yeah.
Hookups different.
But relationships, I think you can have a level of... I see you over there, run into them. Hey, good to see you. And walk away and then talk shit about them. Being friends with them, it may happen. It may happen. Like, let's say you have an ex-husband you were together for a while. Maybe you share kids. Maybe you just...
Different when you have
maybe
kids.
Maybe it was amicable.
When
maybe,
you have kids, it's different. Yeah.
And maybe it was just amicable, but...
We'll see on You, Me, My Ex coming to TLC this April.
It is the exception. And I understand for him, this would feel humiliating.
Yeah, I actually wish, as a culture, we did that a little bit more. But that's just not how it works.
Yeah,
it is humiliation. That's a great
word
for it.
So, y'all, she's trying. She, at one point, she's like, he's saying, "I'll drive." "No, I'll drive." And he's been drinking. And at one point, he goes, "Go catch a bus." I'm going to start saying that.
She says, "We can talk when you're not really mad." And I went, he actually seems like he's upset, but not crazy angry.
And then she pulls one move that I've used before. You just sit on somebody.
It was in a car, but it wasn't about who's driving. It was, "You're going to fuck me." "I don't want to, Jake." "Fuck me."
There were no keys involved.
No.
But a lock.
But a lock. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a lock involved.
Mm-hmm. And an alarm.
Whoop, whoop.
And a carburetor.
Jumper cables. And then finally, she says, "If this is going to piss Johan off so much, he's going to be miserable for the majority of our relationship."
Full stop.
And I went, "That's understood."
That's understood.
No, you understand. That's a foregone conclusion that he's going to be miserable for the most of your relationship. All of us have already gleaned that.
And also I like that she said he's going to be miserable, y'all, because she's fucked a lot of people in her life. Good for her. And she's still friends with them.
She really is one of these people who I can just tell you right now, you would meet her and you'd think, "Oh, okay." And you'd think, she's maybe a little assuming, but you have one long conversation with her and you go, "Never again. Stay out of my life."
She is someone who takes the worst parts of Tania and Ari and combines them into herself. And it was what this person grows up to be.
Ooh, boy, that's a rough cocktail.
That's a rough cocktail. That one goes down with some burn.
Ooh.
So she says, basically, I forget who drives home.
She does. No, she does because he gives her the keys.
But she said, "So if I could see my friend alone, you said there will be consequences. What are the consequences?"
"When you come back, you'll see."
This was shitty, like threatening. "You'll see the consequences."
What this is.
And she said, "Well, I won't know till I do it." And he's like, "Yeah, play dumb. You know."
What this is they're playing chicken.
Well, even when she was sitting on him, he was kind of smiling. Y'all, it's kink.
Yeah.
It's kink. They're both going to get off on, guess what? They fought, they got home, and they fucked each other's brains out.
Even though he has a problem with this, he likes this too.
He was kind of smiling in the car. It felt like kink to me.
She, however, likes it and loves being in charge. It's more about who she is.
Oh, this makes her feel so powerful. Mm-hmm. So powerful that she can do this to him.
I feel like she's had a lot of relationships, and she's mentioned this on the show. She's had a lot of relationships in her past where she felt powerless.
That sucks. I hate that. But again, just because you experience pain and trauma,
doesn't mean you should weaponize it to someone else.
Take the responsibility, work through your shit.
Get help.
So you don't enact that trauma onto someone else. Not.
We wish you the best.
We wish you the best. We're going to have to leave this here.
I seriously do.
I hope there's healing.
I love her being an entrepreneurial spirit. I love her doing those workshops. I'm sure it really helps. I'm sure it probably helps people.
Hey.
Because, if she knows Brene Brown, great.
Danielle wants to come and talk. I'll do an interview with her right now. Call us up. I'd do it.
I'd love to talk to
you. I'd do it.
And you know what, honey? I would be super fair.
That's the show.
How are you, you miserable bitch? That's how it would start.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes.
Go to our social media, y'all, realitygaze.com.
Oh, God, you did so fast.
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We're on all the things.
Yeah, y'all. And if you've ever said, my partner's going to be miserable for the majority of his life. On camera, no less.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.